Work in progress is something you should buy stock in. It appears the secret is out. The stock price has already moved, but people understand the caliber of programming that is available on the weekends is all over the place. But with Work in Progress, a show that features mostly David Mino, but also some Justin Montemayor.
He's the star. I'm the straight man.
It seems like they're headed up this trajectory that who knows where it goes.
They are progressing towards perfection.
It can't be stopped.
They are working towards
progress. We're kind of like the Rangers.
Yeah,
you went are. Through some years of building. We spent some money, and now we're
look a force. At
you. Yeah.
So it was a week ago today that we thought we were doing the sports world a favor with a Stars Vegas Knights Game 6 on Memorial Day, that it just felt like your boys should be in here working. And the Work in Progress lobby took it as a complete affront to Justin and Mino that here they had a chance to do their show before an important Game 6. And these giant bullies from Afternoon Drive just thought they would rain on that parade. Just, we were just thinking of serving the listeners for a big sporting event. We weren't thinking,
well, we didn't ask
what could
them,
we do to make sure Work in Progress stays down?
We didn't ask them what they wanted. Turns out they wanted Work in Progress, not us.
It's amazing. So, one thing led to another, and Mino had a pretty good idea of how to lean into that a little bit and kind of maybe screw with the P1s and maybe screw with Justin. Who can say?
And it was pretty funny. You guys kind of leaned into it on Monday, and we weren't mad. At least I wasn't. I can't speak for Justin. Maybe he was.
I think he's mad.
I have a foot in both courts.
I think his default setting might be mad. I'm not sure.
I get paid no matter what, so it's all good, but you guys in the opening segment on Monday were like, yeah, you know, we had to bump Work in Progress today, kind of having fun with it. And then we thought it would be really funny in our opening segment on Sunday to have you guys bump us again.
Yes.
Two shows in a row. Like, okay. We had it in our mind all weekend.
It was
we'd
so
be up
much
here
fun.
On Monday. We had 4 hours planned. Going to have fun before Game 6. Up, oh, can't do the show. And then the Mariners are in town for a big weekend series, and the hardline just wants to show up at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning, skip church, and do 3 hours of content on a Sunday and just kind of push us down the line again. So I thought that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, a June
a Western
Seattle
Conference
series.
Finals Game 6 versus a June baseball game.
So yeah. I ran it by you guys. You guys liked the idea. I said, okay, let's record 3 to 5 minutes. I'll play this at 9:15 on Sunday morning and kind of have some fun with it. I didn't really have a direction I wanted to go at the time until we got you guys in the production room, recorded 5.5 minutes. And I was like, okay, let's build on to this. I think this has some life to it. I think this could be, I don't want to say funny, but really weird and confusing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
let's
it was.
See if we can yank any chains.
So I pulled some clips. We can play a little bit of this. So this was right at 9:15 when we started the show. Our open is an Alan Jackson song called Work in Progress. It fits with our title. You hear that every Sunday morning at 9:15-ish. Depends on how long the mix with Elf goes. And instead of that, the P1s heard the Hardline theme, and you
on
hear
sports.
Corby, Bob, and Dave.
It's Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Well, it is just after 9 o'clock here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hardline. 5.0 here today on this Sunday, here today on this June the 4th, here today in studio. Waltzing you through Sunday morning, you're headed to church, if you're out of early service, what's up? We're here.
We are here.
We're all here.
We have a lot of stuff to cover today.
Well, it just didn't feel right not being here.
No, I mean, when you have the Mariners in town.
Yeah.
And a pivotal Sunday afternoon game like this. I mean, the station just said, look, if you guys are willing to forego your Sunday morning, you know, Bob, if you're willing to miss church, this baseball game
God
is
bless
huge.
You for that.
Well, yeah. You know what? At times, he understands that there are
he
other things to attend
picture.
To.
This is service.
And the Mariners would definitely cross the threshold of a key AL West game that we have to talk about. You know what? Sometimes you just need the big guns.
Well, yeah. Like on this past so Monday arrogant. When we had Game 6 for the Stars,
right.
We weren't supposed to work, but it was such a pivotal game
yeah.
That the hard line had to be activated.
That's
and
what it's
about. We regret that Work in Progress did not get to do their shift on Monday. And we're sorry again about it today, but when you have something as important as Rangers-Mariners, an AL West battle where we're into June and the Rangers are in first place.
Yeah,
pennants on the line.
They are.
It's a rubber game. I was
speculating they were going to lose.
I had to take a chance on Thursday that it might be a rubber game by Sunday, and of course,
unfortunately, it was 60-2 in the series.
A chance to go for a sweep. Who knew?
So yeah, you get the idea. And then I started getting texts from people, you know, left and right, like, "What are you doing? What's going on?" You know, I'm just working, man. You know, just keep on working.
Just love to do radio.
Yeah,
it's a rare treat.
So, what were you guys going to talk about on Sunday morning? Well, Corby sets up the show.
I have a couple of ideas for our first
Dave.
Segment when we come back.
Okay.
One, I thought we could all fill out a lineup card for today and then maybe debate our lineups. Like maybe shuffle them around and critique them, mark them up and see if we all agree what Bochy is going to run out today.
You get your lefties, righties. You get your matchups a little weird, Dave. I don't know. I'm willing to trust you on some of them, but we'll have some things to discuss and probably battle about.
Yeah, and we can always do that a little bit closer to first pitch. But the other idea that I thought is because we're all missing church today, I thought that maybe next, Bob, you could preach the gospel.
Maybe a little devotional?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch on a Sunday, which I doubt has been done before on Work in Progress. And don't forget, too, right around, I think right out of the 9:50 segment, it could be 10:10. I'm not sure. We're trying to work out the details. Who's our producer today?
Hey, guys.
Oh,
it's Mino. It's Mino. Okay, you are here.
Just so the David, big guns for Sunday morning.
So Mino,
I'm here in this other room.
Yeah, Mino booked.
I smell EA.
Mino booked.
What's up, EA?
David Segui and Ken Griffey Jr. for the 10:10 segment.
My two childhood favorites.
Yeah. And then 10:30, Norm's coming out with us, and he's on the clean feed. And we have a fantasy call of Rangers Mariners.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're going to go through the entire game.
Fantasy
so
call
excited.
Of a baseball game. Well done. So at this point, I start getting a lot of texts, and I got on Twitter to see if what was going on. It was a lot of like, what are y'all doing? Why are you doing this to them? Why are you working on a Sunday?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was, but I didn't know what else was planned.
No, and you guys had more rabbits in the hat.
Yeah, the hardest part, I would guess, like writing an SNL bit, is ending it.
Yes.
Because you can't just, okay, do we do this and do we go to break and then we come back and start our show? But we kind of wanted to bring Justin in at some point. So at the end of your segment, you tease the helpline next, which we'll always do. At 3:30, so you're going to do the helpline. So
well, Sunday morning helpline.
We figured we would do our own helpline, and we had Justin call in, and he was not happy about this.
Dude, what the f*** is happening? Why are you guys on right now? Why are you making me call this stupid-ass line? No one's answering the hotline. No one's answering the guest line. My fob's not working for some reason. You're making me call this stupid line? Oh, no, I hope I didn't take space from some dude who wanted to tell Bob about his new kick-ass Peloton instructor. What the f*** is happening? Taking my Memorial Day show wasn't enough for y'all? You didn't take my one-day-a-week show well as well? I can't even talk. It's not enough that you can hold all your sweet golf time over me or your side yards over me or you're married to f***ing Fran Tarkenton's daughter over me. You need my one weekend show as well? Good. I'm coming for you.
Fran Tarkenton's
daughter. Well, I guess that...
And...
Whoa.
Pause at a weird time there.
And I love the fact that his fob didn't work. Yeah. Somehow we had reconfigurated
on
all the
Sunday.
Yeah, the fobs to not work for him to even get in the building.
Boy, we can do that?
Yeah.
I'd love to have that power. Make people's fobs not work. That's funny.
That was
he
a good bit.
He was convincing. Although, for the record, there's never, ever been talk about Peloton instructors on the ticket.
Peloton.
Are you sure?
Right.
Positive.
We know you love Emma Lovewell.
Well, good bit. Good idea from you boys. That worked out well.
And shout out to Kevin Landrum, our board op, executed that perfectly. There's a lot of moving parts to that, and I kind of gave it to him on the fly of, hey, let's do this, and great execution by all involved.